Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 17th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Switzerland's government has agreed to stage a global peace summit of world leaders focused on ending Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made the announcement at a news conference on Monday, following talks with Swiss President Viola Amherst. While officials clarified that the proposed summit would take place without Russia, Zelensky expressed hopes that countries of the global south and China would be in attendance. On Tuesday, Zelensky pushed for more support for Ukraine in person during a packed address to attendees of the 2024 Global Economic Forum in Davos. Zelensky later met with Polish President Andrzej Duda, who encouraged Zelensky to strive for full membership in NATO, emphasizing Ukraine's presence as vital for the strength of the entire alliance and Poland's security. The 2024 World Economic Forum is being held this year from January 15th through the 19th under the theme Rebuilding Trust. The main topics include economic growth and international security, as well as artificial intelligence and climate policy. Today is day 693 of Russia's war on Ukraine. The Polish government has signed an agreement with transport companies to temporarily suspend their blockade of three checkpoints on the Ukrainian border until March, pending implementation of solutions to the standoff. Poland's infrastructure minister Dariusz Klimczak announced the deal at a news conference in Warsaw on Tuesday, emphasizing that the agreement did not signal an end to dialogue, but the start of intensive negotiations. Klimczak stated that the government would work with transport companies, Ukrainian authorities, and EU officials to develop lasting policy solutions for international road transport. Protests began in early November, with Polish truckers demanding the European Union reinstate permits for Ukrainian truckers entering the bloc, and also requesting that Ukraine abolish its electronic queuing system for trucks. Poland reportedly ranks among the top countries in the European Union for average life satisfaction, according to a recently released Eurostat survey. According to Eurostat data from 2022, Polish residents, alongside Finns and Romanians, rated 7.7 out of 10 in average life satisfaction, placing Poles at the top of the EU rankings. Life satisfaction was rated highest in Austria at 7.9, with Belgium and the Netherlands, both at 7.6, behind Poland, Finland, and Romania. On average, participants rated life satisfaction in the EU at 7.1 on a scale from 0, or very dissatisfied, to 10, or very satisfied. Greece rounded out the bottom of the list with a ranking of 6.7, followed by Germany at 6.5 and Bulgaria at 5.6. Described by Eurostat on its website as subjective, the life satisfaction indicator is collected as a part of the EU's statistics on income and living conditions. Iga Świątek has progressed to the second round of the 2024 Australian Open Tennis Tournament in Melbourne after defeating America's 38th-ranked Sofia Kenin in two sets yesterday. The world number one joins fellow Polish players Hubert Hurkacz and Magdalena Frank in round two of this year's first Grand Slam tournament. Świątek is set to take on American Danielle Collins at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning for a chance to advance to round three, followed by Hurkacz against Jakub Minczyk of the Czech Republic at 5:30 a.m. The 2024 Australian Open Tournament runs until January 28th.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with very little chance of rain or snow and strong winds from the south. Temperatures will remain at or below freezing, with a high of 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of negative 3 degrees centigrade or 26 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Cold, windy weather is expected again tomorrow, with a chance for some snow over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.